Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and I've titled today's reading, Overcoming Envy. In the film Amadeus, aging composer Antonio Salieri plays some of his music on the piano for a visiting priest. The embarrassed priest confesses he doesn't recognize the tunes. "What about this one?" Salieri says, playing an instantly familiar melody. "I didn't know you wrote that," the priest says. "I didn't," Salieri replies. "That was Mozart." As viewers discover, Mozart's success had caused deep envy in Salieri, even leading him to play a part in Mozart's death. A song lies at the heart of another envy story. After David's victory over Goliath in 1 Samuel 18, the Israelites heartily sing, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." The comparison doesn't sit well with King Saul. Envious of David's success and afraid of losing his throne, Saul begins a prolonged pursuit of David, trying to take his life. Like Salieri with music or Saul with power, we're usually tempted to envy those with similar but greater gifts than we possess. And whether it's picking fault with their work or belittling their success, we too can seek to damage our rivals. Saul had been divinely chosen for his task, a status that should have fostered security in him rather than envy. Since we each have unique callings too, maybe the best way to overcome envy is to quit comparing ourselves. Let's celebrate each other's successes instead. Today's scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 to 9. Whatever mission Saul sent him on, David was so successful that Saul gave him a high rank in the army. This pleased all the troops, and Saul's officers as well. When the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, the women came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing, with joyful songs and with timbrels and lyres. As they danced, they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." Saul was very angry. This refrain displeased him greatly. "They have credited David with tens of thousands," he thought, "but me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom?" And from that time on, Saul kept a close eye on David. Let's pray together. Loving God, sometimes it's easy to feel envious of our friends' and colleagues' successes, especially when they're in an area we've worked hard in too. Lord, today we thank you for their success, and we pray they succeed even more. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.